Well, there's going to be a really speedy review where council officers are going to look at alternative routes for the bus rapid transit. Buses could go along Coronation Road, Cumberland Road, or even Hotwells Road's being looked at the moment. This has got big ramifications, this decision not to run buses over Prince Street Bridge all through the docks for both Ashton Vale to Temple Meads, which was one of the bus rapid transit routes, BRT2, and Hengrove to Cribbs Causeway, BRT3, which would see buses given priority on dedicated lanes as much as possible to speed passengers through the city. The problem has been that both schemes were designed to cross the river at Prince Street Bridge, and by saying no, as the mayor has done, to that obvious crossing point, it begs the question, where else are you going to put the crossing point, and how expensive is that going to be? But Mayor Ferguson insists it is the right thing to do.
It was never satisfactory. It was always going to clog up the bridge by the number of journeys that would have gone over it, both from BRT2 and BRT3, that is, the north-south journey as well as the east-west one. That prevents BRT basically going through the historic harbour as well, which I think has been the biggest bone of contention. I've got the mandate to do this in that I made it absolutely clear during the election my thoughts and concerns about BRT.
Yeah, such a divisive issue, isn't it, as well, though, Robin? How have these changes been received?
There's been delight. Untrammelled delight from transport campaigners who believe it would have spoiled the look of the M-Shed, the SS Great Britain and the Harbourside in general. And remember, it did exercise a number of groups during the public inquiry, including the Bristol Civic Society. But there's also been great concern from the scheme's supporters. There is worry that there are simply no other affordable alternatives because, of course, these have been looked at before and there may not be space to squeeze in an extra guided bus lane on Hotwells Road, Coronation Road or Cumberland Road, which are all relatively narrow roads in Bristol. There's also the fear that this will either delay the project or prove unfavourable to the government, which might decide to pull back from funding it. It's not just one council member behind this, but three, as North Somerset and South Gloucestershire have also spent millions on contributing to parts of this region-wide project. We shouldn't forget the South Bristol Link Road. But yesterday, the West of England Joint Transport Executive were reluctant to comment on this latest important development. We can, though, hear from the Liberal Democrat councillor Tim Kent, who was in charge of transport before the mayor took office. He warns this one change could mean an end to £200 million worth of transport investment across the West.
Well, I would just say it took 6 years to get to where we are at. And so at the 11th hour, once again, it appears Bristol is about to scrap a transport scheme. Is that what we want Bristol to be known for in London? Or do we want them in London to think, yeah, down in Bristol, they can get on with projects, they can deliver? I don't think this change will be good. I don't think it's deliverable. And I think it will have a real long-term negative impact upon Bristol and its reputation.